Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're going to Dave and get the latest on the snowstorm. I can't stop thinking about caller Tommy's twisted religious logic here. That he said, be careful making fun of God, which we weren't. I was making fun of Fox News for running a story about some Hoosier that his pickup truck burned and it didn't burn his Bible. As if it's not as if it's a human interest story, but as if it was proof of God, as if it had been a Quran or the Book of Mormon or a Highlights magazine, it would have burned to cinders. And then he said, be careful making fun of God. Remember what happened to Sam Kinison.
Because he made fun of God a lot.
Yeah, he made fun of
God. So the creator of the universe is so thin-skinned that a 90s comedian pissed him off so much he caused a head-on collision to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
Watch out, Dave.
Damn.
There have been...
You're next.
Wow.
There have been men of God.
True believers.
Preachers, ministers, who have died, unfortunately and tragically young before, and they were full of God and backing him up and still died
a lot
young.
Of really bad people live to be 100.
And yeah. And there,
but that Kinison guy...
There are Satanists out there living healthy lives right now.
Every time he went, ow, ow, God's yes. like, I'm gonna...
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm so sick of you.
I don't think that's how God works. That's not how my God
Give me
works.
An 89 LeBaron. Stat!
Yeah.
Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
So what's the very latest?
The very latest. It's coming. Mm-hmm. It's still coming. Probably the biggest snow we've seen since 2013, 2014.
Wow.
So it's been a while. I mean, we've had snows, obviously. We've had almost 7 inches of snow so far this particular winter season. This will certainly add to the numbers. This does not mean that winter is locking in. I still don't think that happens until February, but tonight is fine. No problems tonight. The morning rush is fine. Nothing to worry about. Rain, sleet, and snow developing primarily mid to late afternoon across the St. Louis area, moving at us from west-southwest. So the further west you go, the sooner it's going to start. The afternoon rush will go downhill. So the quicker you can get out of work and get home, probably the better off we're going to be. The air is very dry, so it's going to take a while to saturate, and it's going to use some of that moisture to saturate the atmosphere, but it will win. There's no question about that. It's a southern storm. Gulf of Mexico is open. Cold air over us. The high tomorrow, 36 degrees. Tomorrow night, Friday night, it's all about snow. There will be some pockets of sleet from time to time, so don't let that surprise you. 30 degrees for the overnight low, borderline temperatures. That means there's going to be some hamster-sized snowflakes out there, some big, large, sloppy things. It's going to be a wet snow, but it should snow all Friday night. Saturday, periods of snow. I think there's going to be a break in this storm. It's kind of a two-part system, so it should taper off during the morning on Saturday. That's not the end of it. The snow comes back. Let's say mid-afternoon on Saturday into Saturday evening with another small accumulation. By the time it's all done, both waves, 4 to 8 inches across the St. Louis area, go across southeast Missouri, southern Illinois, probably closer to 4, because there'll be some rain that's going to get mixed into that thing. But around St. Louis, one of the center points for this, 4 to 8 inches, 34 on Saturday. Late Saturday night, some snow flurries around, and Sunday cloudy with snow flurries and light snow, but I don't see any additional accumulation, 35 for the high. So it's all really about Friday night, early Saturday morning, a break, and then coming back mid-Saturday afternoon into Saturday evening. It's going to cause some travel troubles, no question about it. And as we mentioned this morning, stick a pin right in downtown St. Louis, draw a circle 200 miles around St. Louis, and that's basically the general snowfall of that 4 to 8 inches. So everybody's going to get this thing. It's not a layered look of, oh, there's a lot of rain here, there's less snow here, there's whatever. But this is a snow system, no question.
So, Dave, you've done this a lot. Given the fact we have all this notice and the temperatures and the road temperatures and the ground temperatures, would you guess that MoDOT and IDOT would be able to, by Saturday midday, have it pretty good?
Yeah, I think they've pre-treated a lot of roads already. And that's good. We're not looking at a rain to really start this. Yeah, a little bit of a mix of rain, sleet, and snow at the beginning. But primarily, it's a snow event, so the pre-treatment is not going to get washed out. I have learned over the last 42-plus years never, ever, ever to predict what the road crews are going to do. They usually do a good job, but sometimes they don't.
Right.
Sometimes the weather wins.
So, Dave, you said rush hour tomorrow could start to get a little bit dicey, but most
the afternoon rush,
right?
Yes.
Right, the afternoon rush hour. Yep, yep. But most schools are out a little bit earlier, 2-3 o'clock. Do you think that the school day tomorrow gets in without any trouble?
I think it's going to be a close call as far
in the afternoon.
Getting the students home, right. And and I think that will be interesting to watch tomorrow morning. Will schools just say, "Hey, it's Friday, let's bag it"? I don't know the answer to that.
I think they will. That my experience with my school district is that's exactly what they'll do.
Hadn't even thought
about
that.
Road crew forecasting and school closing forecasting out of my pay range.
Yeah. And did you say still the range is 4 to 8?
4 to 8. I still like that number. Yeah. Yep. Yep. Okay. Now that doesn't not. Now I don't want everybody to go, "Oh, we're going to get 8 inches of snow."
Right.
The range is 4 to 8 inches.
I already reported it on Twitter that you said 8 to 10 inches.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's great.
At least
now we
8 inches.
Now
of
we
snow.
Know now we know where you get your measurements from.
Yes. Dave Murray says
hello.
Minimum of 8 inches.
So really? Dave would nice.
Tony's lifetime story.
Yep.
Dave, do you think it's going to be one of those, you go to shovel it and it weighs 1 million pounds?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. It's going to be a really wet snow. So, you know, take it easy. I think when we get up on Saturday morning, we're going to have a really solid layer of snow on our hands. But, you know, it's been a whole month since we haven't really had to shovel anything. We had to shovel some in November. But, yeah, just take it easy. Better yet, pay your neighborhood kids to do it.
I like that.
Yeah.
Got a corner?
Sure.
That helped me a lot in going into college.
Brought to you by Schnucks. Fresh start, fresh ideas, fresh produce, healthy eating starts at Schnucks. I want to give a quick clarification.
Well, before you get into this, Mark, I just wanted to say I do not get a 10% kickback from Schnucks and Deerberg's and the other markets for doing a snow forecast.
I've never said that, but I've heard people say it.
Oh, I know, but people
think they do.
Think
they
I
love
do.
It. They
think
you
get a cut.
You get
do
paid
they
by
really?
That.
That's funny.
Oh, they say, like, Bunny Bread is sending them a check. Yeah,
that's
every
funny.
Time
man,
it snows.
I would love it. I would love it if that was happening.
Yeah, you could have retired 20 years ago if that was the
that's
case.
That's right.
Clarifying from yesterday about the Jeff Bezos divorce, his wife, now I'm reading more about it yesterday, his wife was with him from the very beginning and helped produce that company and put that company together.
Uh-huh.
She deserves half. She deserves half.
She also was very responsible for supporting the family as he was in investment banking and before he created Amazon. She's a writer. She's a novelist.
Right.
And she was the primary breadwinner in the first few years of their marriage.
Yes. So I think if that is the case, and it's going to be happening in Washington, which is a community property rules, which means 50-50 split. Anything that was earned or made during the marriage.
Why are you so into this?
Yeah.
That's what I asked on the break. I'm like, why
it just,
do you care
I mean, first
about
of all,
so
it doesn't sound like they're going to fight.
No, I don't think they are. But when I see numbers like that, because she's going to, from one day, the next day, she is going to be the richest woman
in
the world.
She's already one of the richest people in the world.
I know, but it's just to me.
Yeah, let's make this point very clear.
Okay.
Right now, she owns that money. Mm-hmm. It's not like Jeff Bezos owns that money.
I get it.
And he's going to have to pay off his horrible wife to get out of this so he can go be this girlfriend.
Right.
That's her money.
Right, right. But he will have to sell some of his stock to pay off half the money if she gets half the money.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, it's not like she hit the lottery here.
She owned it.
She's
for
25 years.
A really rich lady.
Yeah, that's her money.
That's why figure out, like, how much of it gets distributed. And that's why even yesterday when we were like, even if she only gets $1 billion out of it, her lifestyle is going to be the same. She's already living this lifestyle.
Right. Well, the discussion yesterday was whether or not a person, if you're just married to the person and you split down the middle, if they get half
Jeff
of your
Bezos
wealth.
If Bezos goes out and marries this new girlfriend.
Right.
And let's say she has no assets.
Right.
Now it's a conversation.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Right.
And like you said, Paul McCartney, who
didn't
refused
do
the prenup.
They don't have a prenup on this either. We talked about yesterday that if just because you're married to a person, if you didn't help them develop that company.
I mean, Mrs. Bezos, I'm sure, can go buy anything she wants.
Oh, right.
Not because daddy lets her. Because that's her money.
Sure. Yeah. I get it.
It's family money.
Right. I understand. I
don't think you do.
No, I do. And they are the
one. He just wants to talk about money.
You are the
Let's
one that just
real.
Approved it, that it's okay, after you read the backstory. Yesterday, you thought $1 billion for her was plenty.
Absolutely.
She'd still,
that's what he's
absolutely.
Saying.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Today, because you're like, okay,
no.
She can. You have some.
I made the clarification. If you did,
That's my point.
If you did not help put the company together, she should not get half of the money just for being his wife.
But 30 years.
For 25 years. Shouldn't get it. But if you help develop the country, the company, then you get half.
But that's not the way the law is.
I know. I'm saying it.
That's how Mark says it should be.
Yeah.
What if she had nothing to do with the company, but did provide, was the breadwinner, and gave him the... Which gave him the time
to develop it himself
and did it
all. She should get a very nice settlement. She
is that half? Is that half?
Comfortable.
Is that one half?
No, you don't get half. Because she did not develop the product. She did not, but she did. If she had not,
but the product wouldn't get developed.
We don't know that.
Well, the Bezoses are awaiting your decision.
Right.
So.
But the other interesting...
I'm sure she's like, yes, Mark said I get a half.
Get that half the money.
Suck it, Bezos.
The other interesting thing about it is they're the largest landowners in the United States. Guess how much property they own. This is unbelievable.
10 acres.
400,000 acres.
Dang.
That's what they own.
Wow.
Should have let Rachel go.
A billion acres.
735.
They own an acre for every dollar.
Two-story house.
Yep. Yeah, they could afford a two-story house. Absolutely. And the other thing I want to mention is
Own Australia and a fifth of Asia.
Help.
Something very strange. I saw a White Castle that closed. I don't think I've ever seen a White Castle close.
His segments just flow. They
out
just
of his business.
Yeah,
it's
where was it,
effortless.
It's right at the corner of Laclede and Watson.
Sometimes they relocate.
But this one's not. It's just closed down, and it's not relocating.
Okay, when
it's
I count to three, let's all do the face that Mark made when he saw that it was closed. 1, 2, 3.
I couldn't get a belly bomber. I was upset.
A White Castle?
Yeah.
Who loses money on a White Castle?
Bezos.
Get Bezos on the phone.
Bezos could buy herself a lot of White Castles,
bitch
man.
Back up.
She could
Siri
own
at noon remind me, White Castle and Bezos bitch wife.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.